Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
Bill, the footy finals are here and we are in for a ripping weekend.
Yes, Jimmy boy, that's right. And September, of course, is when old Bins rises to the top.
That's actually not true. And it's still August.
Anyway, from the vault, we will relive the moment you and I were advertising gurus,
yes,
Jim,
please.
With Fat and Skinnies, and we were just helping out small businesses.
And please give us a laugh with a fruity Friday joke. But first, so we played the idiot song yesterday.
Yes.
And it was, of course, Holy Grail by Hunters and Collectors.
Great song.
Which even, I think, Mark Seymour acknowledged that the riff was semi-stolen from More Than a Feeling by Boston, I think it was. So there was a great controversy around it at the time. But the song is completely insane, an Australian anthem. 1994-95, Sheffield Shield season finishes.
Yes.
South Australia qualify to play in the final. Unfortunately, we were 1 point short of hosting the final.
1 point.
So we had to go to Queensland.
Oh, Carl Rackham.
They had never won the Sheffield Shield in their 100 years.
No.
Never,
the Bulls.
Never won it before.
No, that's not true.
Bill, never won it before.
Queensland.
So we turned up to play away final at the Gabba against Queensland, them having never, ever won the Sheffield Shield.
Who was their bowling attack,
I think,
please?
They had Kasperwitz and Tazzala, and, of course, the great Mocker, who you just mentioned, Carlos Rackerman.
Yep.
They had a very, very good side. Anyway, Alan Border and Stewie Law and Matty Hayden. They were a
good side.
They were a very good side. Anyway, we get there. Go to train the first time, get to the Gabba, of course, get ourselves ready to play in the game. And every single place we went to in that week, that song was playing.
Ooh.
Because they made it the theme for the week that the Holy Grail was coming to Queensland cricket after having never won the Sheffield Shield.
Gone a bit early.
They'd gone early. Mm. Bill, in the hotel lobby, in the cabs, every single place you went, that bloody song was playing.
Ooh, geez.
Anyway, so the game starts, and I'm not going through the game, but we got a nice pasting.
Oh, you got,
no,
you got belted.
We got absolutely smashed. We made 230, I reckon, in the first innings.
How many did you get?
Plenty. And then they made
495, this is.
I think they made 700.
No, they did.
Oh, no, Bill.
They did.
No, Bill,
not.
They batted for four straight days. I mean, it was.
I'm going to get the scores
Bill,
here.
It was, we got our ass handed to us.
764.
There you go.
They made 600. 600.
I told you.
Who got them there, Rebs?
Martin Love.
Who
I reckon
got the
made
runs?
Plenty.
146 to Martin Love.
And just have a look at how he got out.
Trevor Barsby, 151.
Tank Barsby.
Yeah. Martin Love was Court Nielsen. Bold Brokaw.
Oh, no! So, Bill,
I eventually had to bring the destroyer on to get rid of him.
For how many?
Alan Border, I reckon, made 90-odd.
98 for Alan Border.
So Abe made.
Go down to the bowling average. Did you go through Brayshaw?
James Brayshaw had 14 overs.
14?
One for 34, economy of 2.42.
One for 34. Made 700.
What are you bowling, little offies?
You seam up and just nibbled it around. And one was too good for Lovey, just nicked him off. Anyway.
Go back to Brayshaw's first innings, please, when they only made 253,
but run out.
Run out. Bloody. Oh. And that was third umpire and not out. Anyway. Oh. So,
top
Bill,
scored.
Every day we turned up, that Poxy song was on.
It was everywhere.
Everywhere. So we get beaten badly. We finish the game. We go out to City Rowers.
Ooh.
You know that one on the water there.
Yes.
Tuesday night.
Nice little froth.
So we're feeling a bit flat.
Yeah.
Because they have given us a belting. Anyway, we get in, and Mark Harity was our fast bowler. Big left armer. Actually fast. And so he was part of our team, of course, and not the sharpest tool in the shed, Hags. So anyway, we're there.
Yep.
It's the only joint open. Queensland are there. So Jimmy Maher and all those boys are there, and they're chirping us about how they've given us a belting, and we're pretty flat. Anyway, they obviously waited until we got there for the DJ. What song do you reckon he
played? Oh, no. Well, as you walked in.
As we walked in and we're getting ourselves, Hags, our own fast bowler.
What did he say?
Gives it the, oh, I love this song. Oh. Straight out onto the dance floor. The Queensland Banana Benders are pissing themselves.
Come on, Hags.
That's it. And Hags is out. He's giving it this one out the floor. And
Hags.
I'm like, Jimmy Ma's still there in his creams. Like, they are absolutely rubbing our faces in it. And Hag's out in the middle. Dance. Oh. Here he is.
Come on, you Hag.
Look at this bull's head.
They went early, but so, they knew they were going to win.
They were all there, and they were roaring. Anyway, Hags comes back in. He gives it the... Oh, he had the steam coming. He gives it the... Jeez, they don't need to laugh at me. Oh. I said, why do you reckon they're laughing? Well, what do you mean?
Fast bowler.
Oh, mate, Bill. They're like ruckmen.
Yeah, they are.
They're not smart.
Shouldn't people. Kick it.
No. Mm. And I had to sit him down and say, Hags, this has been the theme song of this whole week for this mob,
yeah.
And now they have actually delivered
they've won
the
it.
Holy Grail to Queensland, and therefore I don't reckon it's a props for our fast bowler to be out on the dance floor in front of them, dancing to their theme song from this week.
And dancing on his own.
Oh, no. Well, that's not quite right.
No. Just go through the score. So 230, they make 664. And what did South Australia make in the second dig, please? And Jim?
No, I didn't get many.
349 in the second dig. And Jamie Brayshaw says here.
Jamie.
16.
16. I'd 16. Already done enough.
Who got him? Rackerman?
Rackerman caught Seacombe.
Seacombe. Keeper. Go on. I can't remember what happened there.
Paul Nobes made 100 in the second.
Nobesy.
Second innings, Bill. The game was over by then. But what first innings by? Where it matters, who stood up?
53. What did they lose by? An innings and?
101 runs.
Oh, in the final, Jim. You have a go at me about grand finals.
I can only top score. What else do you want me to do? Can't I get their highest scoring batsman
and a wicket?
What else do you want me to do?
And a wicket bowling your shit.
What else do you want me to do?
You got beaten by an innings and 100 runs.
My shoulders needed reconstructing. Right. I was carrying old bloody
mob. We might call that game, like we sit down and go through the old grand finals. We might call this old
game. Tell you what you would have seen is some blistering stroke play.
From square legs. We'd recommend them.
Recommend. Just help myself through extra cover. Have some of that mock.
Standing next to the square leg.
Andy Bickle, actually, that's who else they had. So they had Bickle, Kasperwitz, Dirk Tazelaar. They're a very good side. Anyway, so Hags.
Stuart Law.
I hope by the time you're hearing that song now, you realise that you should never have been on the dance floor.
What a fool's head.
We're dealing with a fool's head.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Billy, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what it's like?
Yes.
Neglect, lack of intimacy, lack of close touchness.
Triple M. What we're going to do right here is go back. The Rush Hour's Friday flashback.
We did step back in time.
September 8, 2011.
Here we go with the Fat and Skinny Ad Agency. And for those of you who don't remember, this is a company Bill and I set up to help businesses around Victoria who are struggling to get a stronghold.
Very hard out in there in the retail market, Jim.
It is, Bill.
We're just giving them a kick along.
And sometimes people don't have our expertise in marketing their company properly. They don't understand what you and I understand about the va-voom needed out there, Bill.
Bigger bang
so
for the buck.
So what we do three things. We get have a look at your name because often you're not named properly.
No, exactly.
We get you a slogan because lots of times people haven't even thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
An on-hold message because when people ring your company, they need to be able to know exactly what's going on. And then the jingle.
That's four things.
That's the thing that the Fat and Skinny Ad Agency will do for your company. And we've received a letter, Bill.
Yeah, a letter.
From Peter and Geraldine. And they run a company called Cocky Valve.
Now, what is Cocky Valve?
We are a small family business, the letter says, that have designed and now sell a stainless steel stock trough valve. We market it as Cocky Valve.
A bit unusual.
It is a bit unusual.
So tell the people who might know what a stock trough valve is.
I will, because it's written in this letter. Our valves are generally in concrete troughs to regulate water for stock use.
Yep.
They're used by beef and dairy farmers, equine centres, sheep farmers. In fact, any situation where you need to regulate water.
Mm.
We make them in five sizes. So in other words, we have a full size of full range of Cocky valves, and we make them with three different arm lengths. We also sell our own Cocky ball floats.
Yes.
So, Bill.
It's a bit different, this one.
www.cockyvalve.com.au. This is the company. And Pete and Geraldine have said, boys, we need some help from Fat and Skinny because we're finding it hard to get real traction.
Mm.
So, Bill,
what
we do is the first thing at Fat and Skinny we do is we like to focus on the name. Now, what do you think here?
Well, we just changed the name a touch here. Cocky Valve after Cocky being a farmer.
Farmer, yes.
Which we didn't mind.
It wasn't bad.
But we went with Cocko valve.
Yeah, after Bill.
Exactly. So I just named it after myself. So
you
it's
did.
Cocco valve.
That's it. And we like that, Bill.
Peter and Geraldine like that.
Well, so we'll hear from Peter and Geraldine and they'll decide whether they like it or not. Yeah. Don't worry. The fat and skinny ad agency coming to their rescue, they will like.
Exactly.
And then we got a slogan.
We did in D, Jim. It's called Cocco valve. Stem the flow with Cocco.
So we liked that. We thought it was short and sharp and told you exactly what you needed to know with a little bit of saucy innuendo.
Is that what it was?
Stem the flow.
Yeah, stem the flow with Cocco. Yes, I like it. Nice little, runs off the tongue.
So Cocco runs off the tongue.
There's another one.
Cocco valve, stem the flow with Cocco.
That's it.
So we've got the name, we've got the slogan. Now we need to move into the on-hold message. Now this is when you ring the company, you need to know from your on-hold message exactly what you're holding on for. So here we go.
Welcome to Cocco Valve. All our operators are currently being attended to. They'll be with you shortly.
G'day, you've rung Cocco Valve. Let me tell you a bit about what we do. If your trough is empty and you've got water all over your floor, you've blown a valve, you poor bastard. Good thing you've rung us. We invented the ball cock valve. That's right, the ball cock valve. It's been pulling dairy farmers, those horse-owning wankers and beef fatteners out of the shit for decades. We've got ball cock valves in 5 different sizes and 3 different lengths. Oh, f*** off with your laughing, you tool. Sorry about that. Cocco valves. Stem the flow with Cocco.
Oh, Bill.
Mate, where do I buy them?
Oh, this is what you'd be thinking, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
if you're
exactly
on hold and you're trying to get yourself a new valve,
yep,
and you hear that, and you hear a little bit of Kelvin Cunnington in the background, just at the inappropriate sort of innuendo stuff.
Yes.
To the point where the voiceover bloke gets the SH1Ts.
He can't say that in the...
That's what you're doing, Bill. At that point, you're saying, where do I buy?
Thank God there's 5 sizes. That's what I'm saying, well, because I'm not sure which one I'm going to buy.
So, Bill,
yep,
Peter and Geraldine need to stick around, because next give them a jingle, we give them a jingle. Mid fat and skinny ad agency here, because Cocky Valve, Pete and Geraldine have contacted us by letter. They wrote us a letter, Bill.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
That's what we liked about it, because it wasn't, you know, the new stuff. They actually wrote us a letter.
And an unusual business.
Yeah, requesting our help. What they do is they make stainless steel stock trough valves. And they're finding it hard to get real traction out in their marketplace. So they've asked us for their help. Now, what we've done, they're called Cocky Valve. Mm-hmm. If you want to get hold of them because you need a stainless steel stock trough valve, cockyvalve.com.au. But we've decided to change their name, Bill,
to Cocco Valve.
After Bill Brownless.
That's right.
So we like that better.
Yeah.
And then we went with the slogan.
Cocco Valve, stem the flow with Cocco.
Yeah, there you go. Like a nice one. But the thing that mainly, if you're going to go to market, you need a jingle.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like there's no other store like David Jones, for instance.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You want a classical advertising jingle.
Where did you get it?
That's it. So what we decided to do with Cocco Valve is treat Peter and Geraldine to a fat and skinny ad agency special.
When the water's pissing out of your trough, you need to get in touch with Cocco Valve.
If the meter's running hot, cause there's a block, and the water everywhere's giving you the shits,
don't do your block at the trough, it's a no-brainer.
Always get the boys, they're the best from down at Keysborough.
Cocco, Cocco Valve,
Cocco Valve.
Says it all, Bill.
Oh, my Sharona.
The lot.
How good is that, Jim?
So let's get straight. Oh, there you go. That is a fat and skinny special right there. So let's get straight to one of the proprietors of Cocky Valve.
Single's coming out next week.
Pete's on the line. Pete, welcome to the rush hour.
G'day, fellas.
Hey, now, Pete.
Mate, some of your best work.
Oh, I think it was crisp stuff.
Absolutely. I think you've outdone yourself, Billy. I reckon. Mate, your singing is just absolutely sensational.
Actually, thank God Jim can sing and tell me when to come in.
Your timing was impeccable.
Oh, thank you.
So what do you think, Pete? Because I know you're sold on Cocky Valve because of the Cocky Farmer thing, but we've changed it to Cocco. What do you think of that?
Oh, mate, it's hard. The name's Cocky Artie, I tell you.
Cocky Artie.
There's a bit of a hard move there, but look, I reckon Cocco is certainly worth considering. I love the idea of stem the flow with Cocko.
Yeah. We didn't realise there was a name thing there.
Yeah, didn't you read their name there? It's Cocciardo.
Cocciardo, there's a hard one there. So, all right.
Well, you might have to consider that, Pete. We'll leave that with you. And then, of course, stem the flow with Cocko, the valve. Fantastic. Did you like the on-hold message?
Exceptional.
Well, that says plenty. You leave that on, you know, when people ring you.
I don't know if I'm going to sell too many to the equine industry.
I can say horse-owning wankers because I am one.
He is one, yeah.
Yeah, my wife has that many bloody horses draining money out of me. It's ridiculous. So I'm talking about myself there, Pete, when I give you that one.
No, it's sensational, mate.
And excellent. Then the jingle you just heard.
The jingle.
What can I say?
Hey, Pete, we don't want you laughing at it.
This is
serious ad agency.
Absolutely. No, I think that's going to go a long way to boosting our sales, boys, I tell you.
What normally would be the fee, do you reckon, Jim, for fat skinny?
Tens of thousands.
Tens,
absolutely.
Five figures minimum and often six.
How many valves do you boys want?
Well, we're not sort of running into hell a lot of need. I think I've got a couple of troughs down at my place, but I wouldn't have a clue what's in them. Don't worry. If something stuffs up, though, I'll be getting hold of you, Pete.
Mate, the Cocko valve, give us a call.
Exactly, we bloody will.
Now, give it a plug. Where can we find you?
You can find us on the website, the easiest one, www.cockyvalve.com.au.
Hey, let me be very serious here. The other one I saw in your letter that I thought was fantastic is that you also do the ball floats.
Yep.
So if you're putting a tank in, Bill, at home, and you're going to have mains water, but you're going to top it up with rainwater.
Yes.
Yep. So in other words, you get as much off your roof as you can to use
good.
At home
and
add it into your mains water.
Yeah.
You can do it with one of these ball floats. Is that right, Pete?
Absolutely. We've got a special valve designed exactly to do that.
Is that and the orange float that sits
on
top?
The orange float, yep.
Mm. Well, that is great because everyone should do that if we can to conserve water. Hey, Pete, well done.
Thanks, fellas.
There you go.
Really appreciate it, Billy. James, you've been terrific. Thanks very much for your help,
fellas. Pleasure, Pete. Any time. That's the Fat and Skinny Ad Agency.
Satisfied customer,
we've got to hang a bloody sign up the front, Bill, and actually open the business up. We're getting knocked over in the rush.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, before we get to the fruity joke.
Yes, Jim.
Chase sent me an email from Hughesdale.
Chase. Chase did, yeah.
Jim, you are the king of kings.
That's how
we started.
Yes, Jim.
But he said, are you aware that yesterday's joke.
Yeah, good one.
About the bloke who threatened the bikey and then.
St. Peter.
Sent to St. Peter.
Yeah.
That was directly stolen from Dane Swan, according to Chase.
Well. From his website.
Oh, that's what Chase is saying. Directly stolen.
Swanee
he finishes by saying, go Giants. Giants man, Chase.
Might have been Heater himself.
All right, Bill. So don't steal things. Go with your own stuff.
I borrow them, tell them, and then I've sent it back to him.
Send it back to him.
Yeah, I got this one, and I got this from somewhere, and it's a beauty, Jim.
Right.
Damn boy.
All right.
Yeah.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
It's not the bloke who's sitting at home gets the knock on the door.
And no, what happened there?
Opens the door, sees a snail on the porch, picks it up and throws it as far as he can.
Yeah.
What happened?
2 years later.
Yep.
A knock on the door.
Yep. Opens up.
And what did he say?
Sees the snail.
He said.
What does the snail say? What the f*** was that about?
Jim, it took him 2 years to get to the door.
Yeah, because he's a snail. Yeah.
Oh, no, you've told that one before.
I have told that.
Oh, so I stole that from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Plagy. All right, come on, here we go with a fruity, nice fruity one.
Old Grandma, Jim. I like me old Grandma. No,
not on Friday.
Old Grandma, she wanted to spice up the relationship, Jim, okay, at home. So just a bit of spice, Jimmy. So old Popsy goes in and has a shower, okay?
Oh, no.
So Grandma gets naked, puts on a cape.
Oh, no.
Hides in the closet. Popsy comes out of the shower into the bedroom. Grandma jumps out of the cupboard with a cape on and says, super vagina.
Oh, Bill.
Old Popsy. Oh, it gets a bit of a shock, Jim, and he goes, I might just have the soup.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Super vagina.
No, Bill.
He's gone with the soup, Bill, Jim.
Come on. Bill, that's not in the vicinity of a probes.
Look, they love a
it out.
A hose? She can't be laughing.
She, super vagina.
I got the joke.
He went with the soup.
No, that's it. Yep. Yeah, because it was soup or. Yeah, right.
Well,
no,
I'll go with the soup. She thought she was Superman
Superman. No, we know. Oh, Superman. She heard of Superman.
Oh, no. 5 from 5. That is a record.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50K cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.